I love it. Improv is fantastic. And not only is it a lot of fun to be involved in, it's a detrimental and crucially necessary component of any actor's journey. And I'm so happy that to see you here in this capacity. And I know, like I don't even have to tell you. I already know this is gonna help you a lot in your auditions, in your work, in your marketing, in everything that you do that's voice acting. Or acting in general, this is going to help tremendously. I guarantee it. It's true that we do not wake up in the morning. Smash the alarm 5 times. And we never, never ever, please let me know if otherwise, but we never ever find a script sitting there that says, here's what to say throughout the day. Some script fairy has dropped off the day's a script to you that tells you what to say. That doesn't happen to anyone in the history of humankind, and it will never happen until into the future, except on a set of Truman Show. Lovely movie. You should watch it. It doesn't happen. You know what I mean? And on a day-to-day basis, for however many years you've been alive on this planet, and ever since you gained the ability to communicate via talking, you've been making things up. These words and sentences and thoughts and principles and philosophies and rebukes and angry yellings and the anguish of pain as you swing your claymore to decapitate your father. I don't know. I don't know. But you've been making things up. As I am doing right now. None of this is written down. It's all in my head, and I'm improvising my way through this little monologue. But it may change from class to class, but the concept is the same. You and me, human beings in this plan, on in this world, on this in this dimension, on this planet, we don't have a script of life that tells us what to say from moment to moment. We are, in fact, being a normal human being. In which we derive things to say and responding to each other in a communication, debating with your best friend on whether it's a sandwich or a hot dog, right? As we do these things to each with each other, we're coming up with these things on the spot. It is the very definition of improvisation. As we simply lean into not making things up. That's not a definition of improvisation, but rather leaning into what we know, which is ourselves and what we know. Leaning into what we know and communicating and responding and reacting and behaving as we would. In a scenario and a circumstance and a contextual story in which we do not know what is about to happen. Is that not what life is? Okay? Like if you have a script in front of you and it's and if you flip 5 pages out, you're gonna know what's gonna happen in 2 hours. Share the recipe. I'd like to win the lottery, please, right? But that's not real life. It's a story. It's a fictitious video game and an audio drama and an anime, whatever it may be. The future is written in the words that we say in those scripts, sure. But what we do in real life, as all of us do authentically, genuinely, every single day without even thinking about it, we do improv. And as you work on that audition, as you work on that script, as you get into that session, you're gonna feel this indescribable sense of freedom and liberal authority in your creative choices that you'll make in your characterization. And professionally speaking, that's really what it's all about. To give us the creative freedom and the imaginative authority to make those calls, to decide what to do and what to say, according to the context and the story, of course, leaning into the confidence of knowing that this is what you would do in that scenario, in that moment, without anybody telling you what to do, based on your experience and knowledge and the stuff in your bones. And as a byproduct of studying improv, you will turn into a better human. Making some grand claims and statements, but it's true. The actors generally are good people, empathetic and feeling and forgiving good people, because acting, at least the education thereof, is study of people. As we study these characters, as we look at what they say and what they do, and think about how to connect ourselves to those characters in those stories, we have to think about what we would do. Otherwise, there wouldn't be authenticity in that acting, right? We have to think about what we would do and self-examine what our choices would be. It really is a study into your own self-character as a person, as a human, in addition to, as a byproduct of, study for the character. In the same exact way, studying for improvisation in a characterization capacity like this is indeed a study of life, your life, your self-awareness, your biases, your prejudices even as well, because we're all prejudiced in some way. It's a study of self and study of our environment, the people that we interact with, and our own decisions and choice-making, thought processes, all these things, all condensed down to this one concept of improvisation. Can I teach everything about life in 6 hours? I cannot. It's impossible. There are people in the mountains with long beards who's meditating 18 hours a day, and they still haven't got it. You know what I mean? In the 6 hours. It's impossible. So instead, what we'll do is focus on a few key pointers and specifically targeted areas of these improvisational capacity in which we live on a daily basis that have connections, direct connections to your work as a voice actor. The rest, you explore on your own. You think about it and figure out how to apply what we learn, what we do in here, and applying it to life in general, as well as your time in the studio. That's my little 10-minute spiel. But you didn't come here to hear me talk, you came here to play. And if you've been in a class with me, or if you follow me on Twitter and enjoy my content, you know how important play is in my philosophy. Through play, we learn, we absorb, and we maintain, and we absorb, and we contain, stays in the long-term memory. The boring things don't stay there. You think back to high school, all of you. Think back to high school. You remember those classes and those teachers because they were fun. See, I promise. You didn't go like, wow, this teacher, I learned a lot from that history class when they taught by the book. No way. No way. You remember the good things, and you have those things in your memory, and you're affected by them because they were fun. The sports you played, the extracurriculars you were in, they were fun. Same thing here. First and foremost, rule number one when it comes to auditions, they have to be fun. Your casting directors, the casting directors who's listening to your MP3s, must be able to ascertain for themselves a tangible evidence of this actor having fun. And if you're simply reading the script into an MP3 and sending it off and not listening back thinking, does this sound fun to me? Then you're wasting your time. Let me be the first one to tell you, that's why you're not booking. One of many reasons, I'm sure, myself included sometimes. Gotta have fun. And it's difficult to give us that permission and the authority to have fun the way that we would. And improv is a fantastic way to get around, get through, and punch its way through that.